Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is submission. Submission. The act or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person. The act of surrendering. In our society today, it seems this is often seen to be only found in the weak. Submission is, to many, only done by those who have been proven inferior in some way. Surrendering is only for those who have no other alternatives. The word submission has received such a bad reputation that we rarely use it. It's almost in the category of a curse word, the willful act of yielding to the power, control, or authority of another. Why would anyone allow themselves to be under the control of someone else, let alone do it voluntarily, even willingly? Every fiber of our old Adam tells us to avoid it. Yet God tells us that it's a critical part of the learning process. His word tells us that submission is a key concept in the Bible. To be true followers of Jesus, we must learn to be submissive as he was submissive. Luke 22:42, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." 1 Peter 5:6, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you." James 4:7, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Romans 8:5-8, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Clearly, God wishes for all of us to submit to his will, but why? Is it an ego thing? Does he seek to have us to have the knowledge that he can crush us at any time he chooses? If you think that, then you need to read closer. In 1 Peter 5:6, he seeks our submission so that he may exalt us. In James 4, it is for the ability to flee from the devil. And in Romans 8, it is so we might have life and peace. Yet submitting to God has become a stumbling block for so many because everything in the world tells us that submission is only for the feeble. As we look further into God's word, however, we will find that submission can only be done by those who have the strength of their convictions and the power of the Holy Spirit behind them. To submit to God is to show strength, not weakness, because only the strong can muster the courage to shed the things of the world for the things that are unseen. Only the resilient can be bold in their submission to show others a better way. So how do we do it? Submitting to God means to submit to others. Look carefully then how to walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Ephesians 5:15-21. Submitting to God means submitting to those in authority whom he has placed. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Romans 13:1. Submitting to God means to resist the world and all its charms by presenting ourselves as acceptable to God. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:1-2. Submission to God is not for the fragile spirit, but for those who have a spirit of eager willingness to do whatever it takes to glorify God. Can you count yourself among the strong? Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, give us strength to trust in you above all things. Keep us steadfast in our faith and give us your strength so that we may overcome the world and live only for you. Amen.